Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Everest Counter Cylinders Limited earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ayesha Shah from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Everest Counter Q1 FY23 earnings conference call. We have with us today Mr. Puneet Khurana, Managing Director, Mr. Sanjeev Kapoor, Chief Financial Officer of the company. We'll initiate the call with the opening remarks from the management, following which we'll have the forum open for the question and answer session. Before we begin, I'd like to state that some statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the results presentation shared with you earlier. I would now request Mr. Puneet Khurana to make his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our earnings conference call. I trust all of you and your families are keeping safe and in good health. I will initiate the call by talking you through the operational and financial performance, after which we will open the forum to have a Q&A session. The company has reported subdued results during the quarter, owing to muted demand witnessed in the CNG cylinder segment. Based on the order book from the auto OEMs and their respective production schedules shared with us, we were expecting to report healthy volume in Q1. While demand in the month of April was as expected, we saw some slowdown in May, and we are hoping this would revive in June. Unfortunately, instead of an uptick, we witnessed our customers significantly destock their inventory and push their production schedules back. This impacted our volume, leading to lower than anticipated top-line performance in Q1. On a consolidated basis, revenue stood at 380 in Q1 FY23, and on a standalone basis, revenue stood at rupees 270.4 crores. In the standalone business, the CNG segment contribution stood steady at approximately 75%. In Q1 FY23, however, the key auto OEM CNG contribution to the standalone revenue declined to around 43% in Q1 from 54% in Q4 FY22. This was much lower than expected by us before the start of the quarter. Demand for auto OEM CNG cylinders continued to remain soft in Q2, and as of now, we are only expecting to rebound the volume in Q3 onwards. Nevertheless, in this segment, we would depend on demand from large automakers in the country. So we will be in a better position to update you on the situation of our post Q2 results. Lower revenue combined with raw material and other cost escalations further affected our margins in Q1 FY23. On a standalone basis, in Q1 FY23, EBITDA stood at 49.6 crores with a margin of 18.3%. PAT stood at rupees 35 crores. And on a consolidated basis, EBITDA stood at 60 crores with a margin of 15.9%. PAT stood at 38.7 crores. Overall, if the demand strengthens going forward, we hope to improve our margins performance as well. Coming to our capacity expansion plan, the brownfield and greenfield expansion in Kandla and Mundra respectively are progressing as expected. The second phase of our brownfield facility is expected to be operational soon, increasing our capacity by 1 lakh cylinders, taking the total rated capacity to about 1.1 million cylinders per annum. Over the past few years, we have notably strengthened our balance sheet on the back of healthy cash flows, and as of 30th June 2022, our total debt at a consolidated level stood at rupees 128 crores, and our total net debt stood at rupees 80 crores. I'm happy to share that the CARE rating has been upgraded. The long-term rating from the bank loan facilities to CARE A- stable and reaffirmed the rating for our short-term instruments at CARE A2. We believe such strong balance sheet will enable us to navigate any transitory challenges we witness in the near term. To conclude, while the demand of CNG cylinders was unfortunately soft in the past few months, we continue to believe in the long-term potential of the industry. The central government remains to be committed towards goal in achieving zero emission and has set targets to expand the share of natural gas in the primary mix to 15% by 2030. Accordingly, there has been a huge thrust on developing CNG infrastructure. As some of you would be aware, the government has recently shared a plan to establish 3,300 additional CNG stations in the next 2 years, taking the total to 8,000 stations. This should have a huge network effect and significantly drive demand in our industry. Overall, on the back of such strong industry tailwinds and the leadership position, we remain confident of delivering healthy results as the demand scenario normalizes. On that note, I come to an end to my opening remarks and will request the moderator to open the forum for any operational and strategic-led questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. First question is from the line of Jimesh Sanghvi from Star Union Daiichi Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Can you throw some more light on this demand outlook per se? Because in terms of auto sales, we haven't seen any slowdown at this point of time. In fact, with improving supply on the semiconductor side, the auto volumes are in fact picking up, wherein you are guiding for a slower Q2 as well. And probably Q2 is also a festival month. So what is it that actually is affecting the demand on our end? You can throw some more light on that.
So, you know, the CNG volumes, you know, that the OEMs are, you know, they haven't given us any schedules, you know, to, you know, I mean, the schedules are there, but the pickup and the go-ahead for the schedules are not there. So the CNG sales is down. You know, at their end. So that is that's the reason why the, you know.
So you are talking about more about the cascades and the pump setup that is.
I'm talking about the CNG vehicle offlift of the, you know, commercial vehicle segment, you know, where the CNG cylinders go at the automakers. That's where the schedules are. You know, we have the schedules. There's a lot of schedules, but the pickup is not there.
Okay. Fine. And in terms of ramping up in terms of our volumes and utilization, if you can share what were the volumes this quarter on a sequential basis? Was it down?
The volume was definitely down. But all I can say is that utilization has been around at, what was the percentage of utilization? We've been 65. Yeah, around 65%.
Okay. And with this kind of a slower demand, will you still be optimistic about the capacity addition and commissioning that we have planned?
It's a matter of time. See, the infrastructure is being, you know, there is no stoppage on growth of infrastructure on CNG. You know, it is just a blip that we have, at the OEM level. But it is a matter of time that, you know, you will see that the volumes will bounce back. There has to bounce back. You know, this kind of the business is, you know, strong. It is just a matter of time where, you know, these volumes will come back.
Okay. And do you foresee this increasing prices on the ground, the pump prices? Is that also affecting us in any which ways in terms of demand?
Which prices?
The CNG prices have been increasing, right? The pump prices.
That is definitely also impacts the movement of CNG vehicles. Yes, you know, the customer definitely realizes the gap in the diesel and CNG prices.
Because honestly speaking, when we listen to the commentary from IGL, MGL, they are all seeing a significant conversion in terms of CNG vehicles. So it's kind of anyway, which is probably clear. Fine, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Sunil Jain from Nirmal Bang Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks for allowing me the question. Sir, according to you, what could be the reason for this OEM to not to pick up from you? Is it that the steel prices has come down and they want lower prices?
No, you know, they will not do such a thing. You know, I mean, they will not hamper their production because of, you know, steel prices. You know, they will pick up the product. You know, only thing is that sales are, you know, hampered on their vehicles. That's why they are, you know, they're not picking up. Otherwise, there's no reason. I mean, steel prices have been going up and up. You know, you've seen last 2 years of steel run up so much. You know, I mean, if you see steel 3 years back was, you know, where and where it is today. You know, so that is not the, you know, that has never been the issue of, you know, the OEMs not picking up. It's genuine, you know, issues at their sales end that, you know, they have not, you know, this is not moving. The things have, you know, gone slower.
Yes, what we see that TV sales in the industry has grown substantially in this quarter.
Yes.
So, is that not which not having any positive impact on us, or on the contrary, having negative impact?
You're talking about EV sales?
CV, commercial vehicle.
Yeah. Sorry. Repeat that again. Sorry.
Truck and bus sales has increased in this quarter, so we should have positive impact of that.
You know, they might be having more of diesel vehicle sales in this quarter.
This is what they took from us last quarter.
And then probably this is something also, you know, something that they've taken from last quarter, they're just finishing their material also. You know, there could be many things, you know, at the OEM level, what's happening.
Okay. And even in this July and half of the August, you are not seeing situation improving?
Yeah. Situation, you know, is, yes, the situation seems to be, you know, delayed on the volumes, yes, at the OEM front.
And sir, one, this regarding Cascade and all, can you share how much is the sales of Cascade from us there?
How much is the, sorry?
Cascade sales.
So, you know, I don't, you know, we're not giving up the individual breakup. So, that is, all I can say is that still continues to be okay. There's no change in the number of, you know, on the Cascade business. That continues. So that gives you a sense that infrastructure still, people are still bullish on building infrastructure on CNG, you know. So it is a matter of time that the volumes will bounce back. It's just a matter of time.
And about order booking in Cascade also is okay or there?
Sorry?
Oh, see, you must be having order booking for Cascade.
Yeah. That is okay. Yes. Order book is good for the Cascade. Yes.
Because one of the OMC has diverted to this composite and given order to one of the company. So definitely that will reduce some may have some impact on us.
No. See, the composite cylinders, you know, have they are right now just being introduced, and they are very, you know, they are used for a very special purpose. But you know, our CNG Cascades go on every station, you know, so Cascade, the composites are used mainly for transporting gas over a long distance. So when you have a large, a CNG station which is maybe 100, 150, 200 kilometers away, that's where they use the composites. But within cities, they only use steel cylinders on the station. They only use CNG. So 95% still, is all steel. More than 95, maybe 98% is all steel at the moment in the industry.
Yeah, but one of the companies indicating that they got very good orders for the current year, that is FY 2023.
Okay. They might have seen because this business is, you know, like I told the cascade business, the business is growing very fast. Even we are also, you know, we are also getting, you know, continuous orders. So the business is growing. So wherever the segment where this kind of products are required, they are also growing in that segment.
So are you also thinking of bringing in this composite cylinder to India?
Yes.
Because
you
got technology in US.
Yeah, of course we are. Of course we are.
Okay, so once you bring it over here, the technology, how much time it can take to bring the commercial output for the...
No, so when we bring it, definitely it will be a commercially only viable. Otherwise, you know, there's no point, you know, setting up the facility.
No, my question was like, you start thinking of introducing that. Then it will require a lot of approval process and all.
Of course. Approval process is required, yes.
So what can be the timeline for that? It takes 1 year, 2 years, 3 years?
Yeah, it could take that much time, yes.
Okay, thank you. That's fine.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ayush Agarwal from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. I have two questions. My first question is that, you know, can you break up the numbers of non-auto and auto in the CNG segment for FY22 and this quarter?
Non-auto and auto, yeah, you said? Yeah, did you say non-auto and auto?
Yes.
If you give percentage, you know, I think he means industrial and basic. So that's what. No. Auto and non-auto. So industrial and basically CNG, we can just give that basic breakup. So what would so it could be still 70-30? 60-40?
Yeah.
About 60% is in auto and 40% is in non-auto.
By non-auto, do you mean the gas, city gas distribution or the industrial?
No, non-auto means industrial.
Okay, so I was basically asking for onboard vehicles and non-onboard vehicles. Then if I can ask that.
That we don't have those numbers right now with us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. So, sir, my second question would be that, you know, while you have rightly pointed out that in the last 3 years, steel prices have gone up, but currently, you know, they have come down quite a lot in the recent months, right? So how have realizations shaped up in the last 2-3 months for our products? Like, are they lower than they were before?
The steel prices have come down, but, you know, for our product, because this is specialized steel, you know, the steel prices haven't come down so much.
Okay.
You know, so we are going to see, you know, it's going to be a small, slow progression where the prices keep coming down. So all the specialized steel that we are in that hasn't come down substantially, because we're not a commodity steel where, you know, the prices come down quite sharply. They're a specialized steel, so it is it takes some time for the prices to come down.
So realization hasn't really come down for us, is it?
Yeah, realization will still hold. Yeah.
Understood. So you mentioned that 70-30 is the ratio between industrial and auto. Alright. And what was this number last year?
I think it has been the same. No, it was around the same. Maybe CNG went to 70%, you know?
Okay. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you. I'll come back in with you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yogesh Bhatia from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir.
Can you request to be a bit loud, please? Your audio is still low.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Much better. Thank you.
Yeah. So, sir, actually, you explained that in Q1 there was destocking of old inventory by the OEM. Can you please throw some more light? As I am not able to clearly understand, because Q4 we didn't feel that anything as such is.
Yeah. We did not feel anything in Q4. Yes. So this is something that is, you know, during April, May also, everything seemed like everything was going okay. But, you know, then suddenly the sharp, you know, I mean, because we were giving, you know, because we get our indication from the automakers that this is the projection for the coming quarters. But then the projections were taken away. There was a sharp decline in the volume of take.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if I may ask, who are your top 4-5 OEM buyers?
You can say is Tata, VCB, Bajaj, Hyundai, Mahindra. So more or less, most of the OEMs, we are catering to Ashok Leyland, we are catering to most of the OEMs.
So Q2, can we expect India sales to be around the same 270-280 levels, or is there any indication that they can be worse than this?
I think there could be some 10% variations could go anywhere.
Okay, on either side.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll come back in the
next. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sachin Kasera from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Yes, can you hear me? Sachin,
yes,
your voice is not very clear. It's muffled. Can you use the handset, please?
Okay. Yeah. My question is on this demand that you mentioned, very sudden drop. So for our benefit, can you tell us in terms of volume, is the volume for the
volume unclear? I'm sorry to interrupt you. Use the handset mode, please. It's echoing.
Okay. I'm saying you mentioned that the OEMs have suddenly dropped in the June quarter. I'm saying for our benefit, if you could tell us what was the drop. For example,
it was a large drop. It was a very large drop.
Yeah, can you quantify like 20%, 30%, 40%?
Yeah, you could take that. About 30% drop in from our sales.
Okay. Which means that the June would have actually called us, because you think till April there was no slowdown, even May wasn't that bad.
Yes, yes. So by mid of May, end of May, the things probably at the OEM level just changed drastically. So their probably volumes, the CNG volume, sales volume did not pick up. So then they had to immediately stop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So basis what I saw, so is that same situation continued in July and it's already initial trends of August? What is the sense you are getting?
Sense we are getting right now that the volumes are still, we are still waiting for the volumes to pick up.
Sure. Secondly, there have been reports that because of the sharp rise in case of CNG, and on the same point of time, diesel price has not gone up so much because the government has cut excise and VAT. It has become unattractive. So, do you think that is the key reason why it has happened, and then what gives you the confidence that eventually the sales will revive?
You could say one of the reason of a slowdown, but what's happened is CNG has started being recognized as a alternative fuel. So it's completely the customer stopped buying. It's only what's happened is that that today also the OEMs are making vehicles, but the volume that they were making has slowed down, but that there is that requirement, and as infrastructure keeps growing, customer will start realizing that CNG is a more preferred fuel than diesel. So we have a temporary situation where this fuel pricing has affected, but in the long term, definitely it will CNG will definitely come back, bounce back quite well.
Okay. Secondly. You had mentioned that the demand from the cascade side remain holds and up well. So how is the order booking there, and is there some growth?
The order booking there is good. So infrastructure growth still continues to be, we continue to get new orders on the cascade front. So there is that, the gas company is committed on a long-term basis. And what happens is the vehicle population comes very quickly. So, if you roll last 3 months, if you see how much of vehicles are rolled out, it's very difficult for infrastructure to catch up. So infrastructure will, they will keep pumping infrastructure because, the amount of vehicles that has come in the last 3 years is very difficult for them to, even accommodate all of them. So infrastructure will, continue to grow. They will continue to invest in infrastructure, all the gas companies.
So basically, from what I can understand, there are three segments to your revenue growth. One is the industrial demand. Second is this cascade demand from the infrastructure side, and third is the demand from the auto OEMs.
Yes.
You are saying it's only the auto OEMs where there is a severe demand contraction.
Yes, exactly. That segment is being affected.
So, sir, you know, because there are so many moving parts, and you know, I think within autos, I think there's passenger, there's cargo. I would please request that, you know, start giving some more disclosure. Otherwise, it's very difficult for the investor to get a hang, and then
we had a call with investor call on the 1st of June. We ourselves were, you know, very confident on the 1st of June that things are going okay. Everything looked normal on that day. And, you know, only thing is that the thing has come so suddenly that, you know, we have not been able to kind of, when you're in the middle of a, you know, obviously we will not be allowed to comment on things that we're not supposed to comment, but, you know, we try to be as transparent as we can. And, you know, we'd come out and tell people that this is the circumstance. But, you know, but you understand that this has come now. We are giving you some idea on the next quarter because we can see things and we are more clear on what's happening. But in the last quarter, we were completely taken by surprise because the first 2 months nothing seemed to, you know, and, you know, always the first quarter always starts slow because the OEMs are coming back and, you know, March ending has happened. There's always a slow, but we still started decently in the first month of April. Things started decently. May was decent. Then by the end of May, things started just, you know, things just started going out of control and the OEM started, you know, completely saying that, no, please don't make any supplies because they have a problem at their end of pickup from the customer and, all sorts of reasons. So, you know, this has completely come as a surprise. You know, we also don't want to, you know, because we are, we are committed to the stakeholders. We are here for long term. We don't want, you know, that the investors should feel that, you know, we are here only because, you know, you've seen, you know, company in the last 5 years has come from a long way. So we have built up, you know, the company brick by brick and, you know, solid companies. We don't want to, you know, mislead the investor after such a long journey. You know, we don't want to do that.
Sure. But sir, will it be possible to share, for example, this quarter, what was the revenue from industrial? How much revenue was from supply to infrastructure?
On the 60-40. 60% still comes from CNG, 40% industrial.
Yeah, but of that 60%, what was the breakup from supply to OEM versus supply?
But, you can yourself figure out now that you know what I'm trying to tell you. You know, I might not have the figures, but it's quite clear that where are the sales coming from now on CNG front.
So, and two more things. One is then in case of this slowdown, are we still going ahead full blast with the expansion or we want to put a brake on that?
See, ours is a long-term vision to the company and, you know, we should stop expansion because of these small issues. Because, you know, we see that the fundamentals are strong and, you know, you have seen last 3 years the amount of CNG vehicles have been built in the country. So definitely, you know, this kind of business just can't disappear overnight. The kind of commitment that government has, you know, and the kind of investments that's going in the sector, we just can't back off, you know, because definitely there is just a matter of time when it could come in such a way that again, you know, we will be discussing something else probably in later time, you know, that we are not able to manage it again.
Sure. So your presentation also mentions that the margins were impacted because of high input costs. Now, from what we are understanding, that the steel prices have started to come down, but I'm sure we will have some inventory which is high cost. So,
I don't see that being such a, you know, issue. The issue mainly is that, you know, the volume impact, you know, has really created, other things to look now very bad.
Okay. But, you sir, from your sense, when can you start to see any benefit on the gross margins or from benefit to margins from this lower raw material cost because steel prices have come down quite a bit in the last couple of months?
As a steel, you know, for us, you know, our steel is a little high valued steel, so it doesn't really drop so fast. You know, it takes some time to drop.
So we understand that, sir. So I'm just trying to know when. Will it be Q3, Q4? So which quarter? Q3 should we see some benefit? Which quarter should we see the benefit of this drop in steel prices?
You know, I see as the volumes pick up, you will see benefit everywhere. It's just a matter of the volumes picking up, you know.
Sure. And there was one, presentation by Master Seamless in which they mentioned that one of the peers has started to take the material from them and they,
from Maharashtra Seamless.
Yes, they have mentioned the presentation that they started to produce.
Yeah. So we have taken some trial lots from them, and we are looking at, you know, exploring more and more to them. But, you know, these things take some time, but we are definitely looking at that.
And this localization will help you reduce both inventory days as well as also give you better price, or it will only help you in terms of better supply chain? If you see,
only better supply. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is on the line of Darshil Javeri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Good evening, team. Thank you for taking my question. My first question would be, based on the first quarter, what outlook could we give for the full year in terms of revenue and margin? I understand Q2 seems to be a bit slow, but do we feel that we'll come back to our previous numbers in Q3 and
Q4? You know, see, you will definitely, there will be a, you know, something that we will be better in the Q3, Q4. I think the results will be, you know, I think volumes will bounce back.
The new capacity that's coming in, how much ramp up, how much benefit could we gain from that?
Definitely we will gain benefit. You know, in Q3, Q4, if the volumes are back, definitely we'll gain from that.
I just wanted to ask, it's 100 crore additional revenue, so it will take some time to ramp up to its full potential. So which quarter do we expect it to be operating?
We have projected, I think, Q3, Q4 only. Yeah. We have projected it only Q3, Q4 from before only.
Sorry, sir. So you mean Q3, Q4 would additional 100 crores of revenue could come in from the new capacity?
Yeah.
So annually this capacity will add 200 crores.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And sir, at what level do we feel? My question might be a bit naive, but what kind of volume would we require to go back to 20% margin? Could you just be some?
I think March quarter volumes. I think that would be right. Yeah, the March quarter volume should be enough for us to go back to the margin, right? Yeah.
That's all from my side, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tushar Sarda from Athena Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Is my line clear?
Yeah, very clear.
Yes.
Okay. So I just wanted to understand, you said the demand has collapsed. Is it on the passenger vehicle side or the commercial vehicle side?
The commercial vehicle.
So is it that the commercial vehicles have shifted to composite cylinder and therefore your demand is down?
No, they're not shifted to composite. It's just that the offtake, you know, is slowed down.
So is it across all manufacturers or some specific
companies? All manufacturers, commercial vehicle, all manufacturers on the CNG front, their offtake has slowed down.
Okay. And what is the CNG sale? Because in one of the questions you said it's 43% and then you said that it's 60-40. So it's a bit confusing.
So 60% is CNG and 40% is industrial, right? Correct?
No, but in one of the questions you said 43% is from auto sales or something.
Maybe it was 40, I said. I don't know, 43%. It might be 40. 60-40 is what? I mean, you're referring to what? You're referring to quarter 2? Q1?
No, this quarter, in one of the questions you answered saying that the CNG auto sales is 43%.
No, also
the numbers have to tally, right? Because if you are saying last year was 60-40 CNG and industrial, and this quarter if CNG has fallen, is it still 60-40 or has it come down?
No, CNG is still strong, but you know the volume, the CNG has been quite strong. In the like a March quarter, CNG would be 70%. You know, now it's come to 60%.
So this means that even industrial has fallen, right, in this quarter?
No, industrial has not fallen. I'm just giving you a breakup of sales. I'm giving you what my sales were. And
I mean, what my request is, you know, we struggle with these numbers. Why doesn't company put out exact percentages rather than just giving approximations on the phone?
No, see.
This is really not a good governance practice, you know. You have to give very clear-cut answers.
No, sir, we are giving you clear-cut answers, but only thing
is... No, you are giving approximate answers, I'm sorry. You are giving very approximate general answers. It's very difficult for us to reconcile the numbers. All the questions are around this.
What are you trying to reconcile? What number are you trying to reconcile?
So how much is CNG sales last year? How much is CNG sales this quarter?
You want CNG sales alone. That's what you're trying to say?
Yeah, auto sales.
Yeah. So, you know, what we're doing is we're not giving out these numbers for specific reasons. We're only giving them a breakup percentage. We don't want to give away the numbers on the...
The percentages which you are giving are approximate. They are not precise, you know. And that creates confusion. So it's very difficult for us to judge as to actually what is the real situation.
Yeah, so maybe we can, you know, maybe you can visit us sometime and then we can, you know, show you.
No, I did come to your office. I met the CFO, but again, I got very general answers.
Okay. So maybe we'll try to
provide
work
out
we can do, you know, we...
Can we provide the
answer?
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anubhav from Prescient Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just have one question. How was the industrial demand this quarter, like compared to last quarter and compared to the Q1 last year also?
Yeah, it's in line, yeah.
So, sequentially, there was no drop in the industrial?
Yeah, there's no drop in industrial.
Okay, and year on year, so if you compare to Q1 FY22, did we see any growth? Because overall, the industrial CapEx and all is doing very well. So, are we seeing any year on year growth in that portion?
Year on year growth, industrial. Yeah. That's the question, right? Year on growth on industrial, right? You're saying?
Yeah.
One second.
Industrial included.
Year on year growth is there? Yeah. Year on year growth is also there, yes.
Hello?
Yes, we have year-on-year growth also in industrial.
Can you quantify that or so?
Can we give the number? Can we tell some percentage on that?
What do you want to know, sir?
He wants to know the, can you quantify that?
Just the year-on-year percentage growth in industrial. And sir, what are the key industries we supply to?
So we supply to, you know, fire industry. We supply to oxygen, hydrogen.
Okay. Oxygen could be...
Oxygen could be for industrial use also. You know, it's not only for medical oxygen.
So what's the outlook on the industrial part? Because that is also 40% of our sales and industrial is picking
industrial up. Outlook, industrial is always, you know, a business that's always consistently there with the company. You know, that's our bread and butter business. That's always there with the company.
But do we see like a good or substantial growth in that in the coming quarters? Can it help balance the degrowth in the auto segment?
No. See, CNG is the one where the growth is always much, much, much stronger in the CNG and faster.
Okay. And sir, how are the margins in both the segments? Are they similar or like auto?
No. CNG margins are higher.
Okay. Yes. Thanks. That's all from me.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Viraj Mahadevia as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, Puneet.
Hi, Viraj. Hi, how are you?
Very well. Disappointing quarter to say the least. Hopefully, it's only a hiccup in a long growth journey for you.
Yeah.
But, you know, as you think of these kinds of shocks, one or two things come to mind. One is, why does your sales/BD team not have a pulse of this ahead of time, if they are talking, actively engaging with long-time customers, so you can foresee some of these shocks down the road and act accordingly? And the second one is, why not de-risk some of your sources of revenue? For example, Cascades continues to grow, as you have suggested, because that's government-funded or the petrol pump-funded. That is a steady growth business. Additionally, there's the passenger vehicle, for example, in Tata Motors, which has grown very well, and we are completely absent from there. So how do we de-risk ourselves from some of these shocks so we don't get surprised in the future?
So, I mean, you know, first thing, you know, coming on that, you know, that
our team is, you know, obviously we are in, you know, continuous touch with the OEMs, you know, and what we do is we also monitor the stocks and inventory at, you know, at outside the plants, because, you know, our when we sell, we have a system that goes just in time to the customer. So there is a complete, you know, trace, you know, we are tracking the inventory, you know, very regularly, you know. So of course, you know, you know, we have a large volumes that are going, say, to a Tata or a VCV. There's a large volume going. Now, there is a sudden stop, you know. So because a customer is, you know, here in a case where the customer continues to tell us, no, please send. There is nothing. And then suddenly, you know, in April everything's okay. Suddenly in May end, the customer realizes that the vehicles that they're trying to push at their dealer end as a problem, and then they need to slow down production. So you know, it's been a kind, because, you know, if we could see this, we would also, you know, not send out inventory where the customer would, you know, why produce if it's going to lie at the inventory point. You know, so if this quarter has been a little bit, I think it's come as a shock to even the customer, to us. So that's been, you know, that's been a bit of an issue in the last quarter, that we couldn't really do much because the schedules were given, you know, and everything for us is about planning. We can't just do things without a plan. You know, we have to plan everything. Suppose we have to deliver in June, we need to be ready by mid-May production. Everything should be in the WIP. Everything should already be, you know, going towards the customer. So it's very difficult to kind of just stop everything, you know. So that's one thing. Now, you know, we have obviously been originally a very focused company on CV business, because that's where, you know, our sales has been going up and up, and PV business is, you know, PV business is there, but, you know, our presence in the PV business has been limited because, you know, the company has been focused on CV. But of course, now, like you said, that, you know, now going forward, we also try to understand that these kind of shocks, because we always thought that CV is a more consistent business to be in, and PV business is always very volatile. So, you know, of course, we also will be, you know, going forward also will try to focus more on where we can, you know, put something in the PV and something in the CV, so we don't, you know, kind of get caught up in this kind of situation.
Absolutely, Puneet. So I think, you know, we just live in a very volatile world where demands and variations happen across segments, across geographies. So the more you can de-risk across product categories, granted CV is your mainstay and is probably a higher margin business than PV, but sometimes you need to have a leg in the door in PV, because if you need to pivot and CNG demand dries up over a 6-9 month period, then
yeah,
you can at least ramp up PV from without starting at ground zero, right?
Yeah. You're right. You know, and it's been a choice for the company not to, you know, kind of focus on some segments, because, you know, we couldn't cater to the market. I mean, you know, we were so busy in doing what we were doing, and, you know, thinking that everything is going to, you know, continue to grow the way it's growing. But anyway, I mean, you know, we learn from something, and we see how we're going to, you know, do this in the future.
Correct. And I hope as performance picks up into the latter half of the year, the favorite thing that I love requesting for now that your debt is low, share price is even lower, you will revisit the buyback conversation.
Yes, of course. You know, we do anything for the stakeholders. You know, what benefits them is definitely benefiting us.
Great. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jagveer Singh from Shade Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to know, when do you see we will return to the mark of quarter volumes in the CNG?
I think Q3 should be, you know, Q3, Q4 should be, you know, will be more promising. But, you know, again, we will have a chat. When are we going to have a chat again?
Okay, and then the second question is, what was the reason why VECV and Tata Motors commercial vehicles all slowed down? Any idea? Because I have joined late the call.
So, you know, only thing is that their volumes from their offtake from their dealers have slowed down. You know, their pickups.
But any reason which you would found out from them?
There could be some, you know, the changes in the CNG pricing. That could be a reason that has, you know, slowed down. Could be just too much of pile up of inventory, you know, at the dealer end, and not the offtake has not happened.
Okay, and if we talk today, so what is the situation today? Is there any improvement?
See, the production is still, the production at the OEM is still on. You know, Tata and other people are still producing vehicles. Only thing is they are trying to complete the inventory that is already lying with them.
Yeah, so this is the, I think this is not a good quarter. Even in the this good bad quarter, we have earned around 3-4 rupees EPS. So why we don't increase that dividend payout? So at least 2-3 rupees dividend.
We can look at that, but you know, dividend is already done, right? So we'll have to
dividend on a 25 paisa or 50 paisa. I think it was
35 paisa.
Because in the last when we have paid 35 paisa, at that time we are earning a 5-6 rupees in a quarter.
Right.
Even since this is the bad quarter, in the bad quarter we have earned around 3 rupees 50 paisa. So if we analyze this quarter, so 10 to 12 rupees, even at least I think 2-3 rupees of the dividend we can pay to the shareholder.
So anyway, we'll definitely, you know, take that point down and we'll do our best what we can do.
So if sometimes as investor we got the trust in the numbers in the company. The dividend is the only way or the buyback is the only way, so we can assume the earnings are real and
I can tell you that, you know, we are definitely here, you know, it's a long term story. There is a, you know, this business is going to grow and you can, you know, it's just a matter of maybe this quarter, next quarter, and then maybe you will see definitely the business will bounce back and then you will be, you know, it will definitely the, you know, the market will, you know, kind of respond to that.
And dividend? Dividend part?
We'll look at it. We've taken your point down. We'll definitely look at it. We'll definitely.
Last question, sir. There is a difference between the because government has reduced 10 rupees, I think 10 or 15 rupees in the petrol and diesel. And they are, even today, they are increasing the prices of CNG and CNG. So it may be the reason behind the slowdown in the CNG, commercial vehicle CNG, because now diesel petrol versus CNG difference is low.
Yeah, yeah, that definitely could be a reason also that, you know, the CNG prices increase.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaste Puneetji, and thank you for this opportunity. So, sir, just to sum up the discussion overall, and I have just a couple of points. We had a bad quarter, and that happened at the fag end of the quarter, wherein the supply from the demand from the commercial vehicle segment suddenly dropped.
Right.
And that is the key reason why we have lower utilization levels for the Indian operation.
Right.
Okay, sir. So, sir, can you give some outline of how the other geographies behave, what's the outlook there, and how's the business environment currently for our UAE operations, USA?
Yeah, so the USA operations have done fairly well, and you would have seen that in the they also earned profits and they are doing appropriately better than the previous quarter. Same goes for UAE. UAE has also done quite well and they also earned profits, and in fact all our units have earned profits this year. So obviously going ahead also they have projected good volumes and growth. So we believe that the other sectors are also performing as required.
So can you give some more color on the utilization levels and what's the visibility for Dubai and USA? So I think the USA, was there any one-off for the March quarter? They were in losses, the PBT losses of 6 crore has turned to 3 crore profit for USA and Hungary combined. So if you could give some more color on how the order booking and
so what's the figure from the OEM? 50 million USD, and this will continue because as we already indicated a number of times that we have a project based working there in US, and on based on the project based working, every time a order gets executed, then we earn the required profits based on it. So we look forward to, you know, having a good quarter there too, further down.
So you have visibility for USA for the entire year then, sir, since it's a project based completely for FY23 as a whole?
No, I've given you an estimate of what the orders are in hand. So the execution may take more than a year also.
I missed the number, sir. Pardon me, sir. What did you mention about the order book?
Order book is more than $50 million.
More than 50 million means, sir, I mean, if you could give a bracket 50 to 60 or from more than 50 is any number, sir, could not get you.
50 can't beyond go beyond 50,
na? More than 50 you mentioned, sir, I didn't get what you are trying to. Hello? Come again, sir? Hello?
Yeah, I said 50 million.
$50 million. Right, sir. Sir, when we come to the point of this capital allocation policy, I think so, sir, being in the listed space and now holding a regular conference call, educating investors, taking views from them, I think so, the first and foremost point for investing community comes from the capital allocation theory from the company point of view. Where are you going to put the money, the cash that is you are going to generate for the year? How much goes into CapEx? How much to the R&D? How much is to going back to your shareholders, either in the form of dividend or buyback? So this questions about 35% dividend ko 50 kar dijiye ya go for a buyback should be codified from your end. It is not a one-off quarter story where you will think what to do when. It should be a strategy going ahead where the capital allocation policy should be well defined, so that whoever investors today are or who wants to invest in the company knows how the capital is going to be deployed, rather than aap vichar karenge ek do quarter ke baad ki kya karna hai. So that should not, I mean, my understanding is that it should come with a some defined sense, as SEBI has also mandated now about dividend distribution. It is very well you can give a percentage of what portion of your profits would be distributed back to your investors in the form of dividends and buybacks. So you please think of, the board should think over it again and come up with a detailed answer to this question, rather than, sir, ad hoc answering or looking into it, sir. And definitely, sir, if we look now about the raw material part, so you did mention that the pass on in the raw material or the fall in the raw material prices takes a lag time. So are these raw materials totally sourced domestically, or we are also depending upon imported material?
Yeah, we do buy imported material.
Okay, and so what portion of our raw material is, can you give a percentage term, how much dependence is there?
Yeah, 20% is local.
20% is local, 80% is from outside India?
Yes.
Okay, and how many suppliers are there for us from whom we are sourcing and which geography?
5 to 7 suppliers.
Okay, and it's spread all over the geography? Can you outline?
No, they are mainly in China and Italy and Europe.
Okay, because Italy, Europe and this European region is facing a lot of energy issues. So how have we ring-fenced ourselves from any disruptions for the thing?
So at times there are certain customer demands where they specify the material required. So based on that, we also get the pricing. So we are not per se worried about from where we buy.
Okay. So we have de-risked ourselves in terms of the supply side issues.
Right.
Correct, sir. So we hope to hear much on the capital allocation policy, just for the sake of reputation. And I hope that when you are coming with your 6 months number, although you have guided that this is also going to be a soft quarter, but still an overview to your investors and the analyst community would suffice a lot of worry. And all the best to the team, sir, especially about this sudden drop in demand. So how can we see this number for your customers also? Which number for Tata Motors would reflect this demand translating into lesser vehicles? How can we cattle but the same thing? If you could give us some more color.
So if you look at the CNG sales, you
Yeah, yeah. But if you look at the CNG update for the registration, I'm sure you'll come to know.
Okay. Have you any data which you can share with us?
As of now, we don't have, sir.
Okay. Thank you again for the answer.
Thank
and
you.
All the best, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Vivek Gautam from GS Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, any word you would like to say about the recent new licenses in for city gas project which has been given by Government of India, and how much will that reflect into increased demand for our products, including Cascade as well as the CNG cylinder?
You're talking about the news that has come today?
Hello?
Are you talking about some news that was come today, or what are you talking about?
I was talking about the recent city gas license distribution policy where Adani Gas, Sting Gas, IGL,
many other new places
have come up, and entire eastern India is uncovered. All of Chhattisgarh state, there is no single CNG station. Similar story in Odisha, Bihar, Jharkhand, Northeast, and other places. By when the infrastructure for that coming up will result in increased demand for our products?
Yeah, definitely. See, the infrastructure is coming up very fast. You know, all the gas companies are putting up CNG stations. You know, every day there are CNG stations opening in India. So the thrust is there. Only thing is now, wherever the government has allocated almost the entire country, where the licenses have been issued in the entire country. So you will see the pockets of development even in places like Ranchi, Jharkhand. All that belt, Bukhara, all those places, CNG stations already started coming. You know, Kolkata also, you'll see a lot of CNG stations over the next, 6-8 months, a lot of CNG stations will come. So there's a lot of development happening everywhere, on the CNG front.
Second thing, major reason is about the underperformance for our current Ukraine and Russia crisis, which has led to sort of price of gas, I think, artificially being used as a weapon by Russia. And due to that, the prices have, the price difference between the petrol, diesel and gas has come down to a lower level. So, but our mileage, and the cars at least, the mileage per kg of CNG is much better than petrol.
Yes, definitely.
Same situation there in commercial vehicle, and due to which the demand is there. Because in the passenger vehicle, the right now is doing a schedule, but there is a long waiting list for CNG cars. But is that not the case in commercial vehicles?
Probably not. You know, commercial vehicle probably is probably a different method of selling. Probably how they do their sales. You know, also there must be some order book. You know, but there is a genuine stoppage of at customer, and there is probably some sales issue. That's why the pushback has come to us.
And any update you are having on the domestic gas production, which can mitigate the import of expensive gas to a certain extent?
Yeah, see, these are something that is an ongoing process. It looks, there are news even today that the government is going to specially allocate domestic gas for CGDs. So definitely that will be a great help, bringing the price of gas down and, the boost of the CNG business.
What is the domestic share of the domestic gas production in India's gas requirement? Any idea you have?
No, I don't have those figures here with me now, but I did have those figures previously, but I don't have them right now.
Because after the Reliance KG Basin coming in and the ONGC expected to come up again in the KG Basin, the dependence on the import of gas might reduce.
Let's hope, because today we are still depending on those imports. Because gas demand also in India is growing very fast.
Because earlier domestic gas, the rate was very, very less, hardly $1 or $2 below the cost of production. But now the rate has also been increased by Government of India in a sensible step. So won't it lead to increase in production of domestic gas in India and over a long term much better than us, any idea or your strategic data or not?
Yeah, definitely. In the long term, definitely there's a lot of it's very promising.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that would be our last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing remarks. Thank you and over to you.
Thank you once again for your interest and support. We will continue to stay engaged. Please be in touch with our investor relations team, CDR India, for any further details or discussion. Look forward to interacting with you soon. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Everest Cantor Cylinder Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.